Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. My guest today is author Janice Renaud Clendenin, and we'll be talking about her book, The Messenger. Now, if you listen to Daily Spark with Dr. Angela, then yes, you had an opportunity to hear her talk about her book, and thank you so much for doing so. I can't wait to introduce her to our audience here. Hello, Janice. Thank you so much for joining me here on Modern Living with Dr. Angela.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we are going to jump right in. And the title of your book is The Messenger. Now, this is a series of books that you have, so I just want to talk about book one. But I have to ask you, why the title The Messenger? Why was that important?
Well, my protagonist is a Christian Jewish woman who was directed by the Lord to go to Israel to give a personal message from God to the Prime Minister of Israel. And so she is the messenger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sounds interesting. I love that. I love it. Now, with many of the authors that I've had a chance to talk with, they say that when it came time to actually start writing their book, that they felt as though there was a prompting, a nudge. People were saying, oh, my goodness, you should write books, or I love the way you tell stories. Did you have any such promptings like that, or was there simply like a knowing that you needed to write this book?
Well, when I was 16 years old, I was visiting with my sister and her husband in Kentucky, and I wrote a dialogue between myself and the Lord. And they read that, and they thought, you know, she's just 16. You know, this is good. And so all these years, 30-some years, the sister has been asking me, are you writing? And I'd say, no. She's, you know, a few years later, are you writing? No. Why not? I don't have anything to say. And so, yes, she was a nudge for about 30 years. And I really did feel like I didn't have anything to say. But I feel like the Lord gave me the story. He put it in my head. And so I put it on paper.
And I love asking that question because I find that most authors have an answer to it, right? That each person, even though their answer may be a little bit different, there tends to be that prompting, that something. Like you said, a sister, a friend, a church member, God himself, you know, that's just like, write this book. I want you to share it with the world. And I'm so glad that you did. Now, do you find that when you are writing, that you happen to share any bits and pieces of your own life and incorporate that into the story? Not assuming that the story is autobiographical, but do you pick from or draw from your own life for this book, or do you find that this is all inspired work?
The idea of somebody having been asked by the Lord to travel to Israel and give the Prime Minister a message actually happened to a friend of my pastor's. He was also a pastor, and he felt the Lord told him to go to Israel and give then Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a message. And so I remember our church was praying for him to be able to do that. And of course, the message deals with spiritual gifts of prophecy and words of knowledge. And there is a description in the book of a word being given and not accepted, denied, not taken seriously. Mm-hmm. And I would not say that, you know, I was speaking with a friend and felt like I should tell her something, but it was from the Bible, not necessarily, you know, a prompting from the Lord, any specific word to give her. And I remember just telling her, you know, I don't think this is a good idea for you. You know what the Bible says about this. And it was rejected. And she didn't talk to me for a few years, but she contacted me later and said, you were right. I knew you were right. I just didn't want to hear it. So those are about the only two things that are semi-autobiographical. My protagonist was a fashion model. I am not. you know, I'm not in politics. I'm not in international intrigue or anything. You know, but you draw on what you can, right?
And, you know, it's interesting that you say that. Now, it depends on who you ask. You very well may be a fashion model in the eyes of those who love you. So I will not let that moment go by. I know that sometimes we as women, we can be very hard on ourselves. But, you know, beauty is always in the eye of the beholder. So I know that you are a beautiful person. So I won't let that skip over you there. Now, when it comes to the purpose that you feel that you want to make sure that the readers get out of this book, what is the purpose? Many times there's a theme or there's a message that the author wants to convey to their readers. What do you think is the one message or the one purpose that you want to make sure your readers get out of this book?
Right. Well, I wanted to bless and inspire my readers, but I guess the purpose would be to remind people, particularly Christians, that God is still at work in Israel, that He still loves His people. The Jews are still the apple of His eye, and I know there's some disapproval with those ideas or disagreement. But never once in the Bible did I say, or did I read God say, I reject you forever. He always came to the rescue, and He still does. They're still in existence after all these years. That says something.
Yeah. Yeah, that is so true. I think that for so many people, they assume that just because the Bible was written way back then, that it doesn't apply to us today. But yet, I think those that really kind of pay attention, they're able to see like, wow, this is still good for me. You know, it's not just for them or even for your great grandparents or so. This is true for me today. So you are so right there. Now, I wanted to ask you about the series. I do understand that this is supposed to be a series of books. How many books do you believe will make up that series?
I'm hoping 4, maybe 5. Book 2 is written, but I haven't done anything with it. Book 3 is halfway finished. I stopped because I wanted to get book 1 and book 2 out there, you know, so that I could devote my entire attention to finishing book 3. Wow. And as for a book 5, we'll just have to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's inspiration, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. And I find that many times in talking to authors, the same inspiration seems to also be in the lives of artists, especially musicians, that they will say, you know, I'm working on three or four songs at a time, and it's just, you know, however I am inspired, I write that. And when it's done and ready to go in studio and make it available for the public, we know the same way that authors know, yep, my book is finished. It's time to take it to the publisher. So I love that creative process. I think that's awesome. Now, I want to pull out two reviews here that are on your Amazon page. And my listeners know that I only read the verified purchase reviews. That way we know that that person has actually purchased a book. So you have one here that is from Maria, and it says, "What a page turner." It says, "I loved this book, ! Couldn't put it down. What a thrill ride. I laughed, I cried, I even cheered. The main character was fascinating. I cannot wait for the sequel." The next verified purchase is by someone with the first initial of V. It says, "This is a very well-written thriller that indeed keeps me on the edge of my seat and looking forward to the next opportunity to read some more of the story. It was very hard to put down each night. I got less sleep those days I was reading it, as well as it was captivating. I stayed up late for 3 to 4 nights until I finished it. Then I was sad it was over and wishing for more. Thankfully, I heard there are more to come. I can't wait." How do you feel when you receive these 5-star reviews like that?
I would say that's the kind of reviews that every author hopes and prays that they get for their book. And it's very humbling, because when I think of how I struggled to get it on the page, exactly like I felt I was receiving it in my head, it sounds like I might have actually captured, you know, what the Lord intended.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Janice, we know that your book is, of course, available on Amazon or wherever books are sold, but if someone wanted to reach out to you, what is the best way for them to get in contact with you?
Well, if I could give an email.
Sure.
It's my last name, Clenn Tennon, CLENDENNEN at hotmail.com. Very easy. Or I have a Facebook page for The Messenger, and it is just The Messenger, Janice Renaud Clendenin.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you again, Janice, for being a guest here on Modern Living with Dr. Angela.
Well, it's been wonderful to be your guest again.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, listeners, I absolutely love, love, love talking to my authors live. It is always a good thing when you're able to talk to them. I want to do a quick shout out to my leaderboard before we go. Coming in the number one spot is my home country, the good old US of A. Woohoo! Thank you. Number two is Australia. Number three is Philippines. Number four is the United Kingdom. And number five is Canada. Thank you, friends and family and listeners from around the world. You helped to make this show an international success. As always, wishing you an amazing week. May you be in good health, and I hope you do it with a great book. Until next time, everyone, bye-bye for now.